Our stand is very clear. It's a stand of total rejection of the seizure of power by force, which runs contrary to AU instruments and principles, the call for the restoration of constitutional order, and an express determination to do whatever is within our powers to indeed ensure that legality is restored. We are working closely with a number of stakeholders, and our Peace and Security Council has met on two occasions, taking this decision to suspend CARD's participation in EU activities and also to impose sanctions on some Seleka leaders.
The Seleka rebel leader has claimed himself president, suspended the constitution, saying he will be president till 2016. Now, what is the position of the AU on this?
Well, we totally reject the acts that have been taken by Seleka. That, of course, includes the illegal decision by the head of Seleka to proclaim himself as president of the republic, to remain in power, and to usher in a so-called transition of 3 years. We are calling, as I indicated earlier, for the immediate restoration of constitutional order, but also for the respect and scrupulous implementation of the Libreville Agreement, which provides an avenue, a framework for peacefully dealing with the challenges at hand. And as I indicated earlier, we have taken already a set of measures, including the suspension of CAR from the AU and sanctions against some Seleka leaders, including the head of Seleka, the self-proclaimed president. And we intend to take additional measures to indeed ensure that the objectives being pursued by the AU are attained in the shortest possible time.
Some people have called for a possible military intervention to remove the Seleka from there. Will the AU Security Council consider such a move?
Well, so far, as I indicated, two steps have been taken by the AU Peace and Security Council, the suspension of CAR from the AU and the imposition of targeted sanctions, including travel ban and asset freeze, on 7 Seleka leaders. We are working on a more exhaustive list of Seleka leaders to be affected by sanctions, but this will be submitted shortly to our Peace and Security Council. And of course, we will continue mobilizing support from within the international community, Security Council, European Union, bilateral partners, to see to it that the objectives being pursued are achieved as quickly as possible.
The Central African countries in the region have decided to meet concerning the latest development in CAR and, you know, other regional development. What will be the input of the peace and security in this regard?
Well, let me first start by saying that we work with the Economic Community of Central African States and that there has been a meeting in Durban recently chaired by the chairperson, Prime Minister Haile Mariam of Ethiopia, and bringing together a number of regional leaders. And the issue of CAR, of course, was extensively discussed ahead of the extraordinary summit of ECCAS in Germany. The AU will be attending the summit, and our expectation is that the summit will help advance the EU objectives and AU principles of total rejection of the actions of Seleka leaders and the call for immediate restoration of constitutional order.
So what would be the message of the Peace and Security Council of the AU to the people of the Central African Republic following events after the overthrow of the government?
Well, one is that the action by Seleka will undermine any prospect for peace, security, stability, democracy, governance and development in CAR. It will not contribute in any way to achieving any of these objectives. There is therefore need for the people of South African Republic to remain united and to do whatever they can to facilitate the restoration of constitutional order and the implementation of the Libreville Agreement. It is important for the people and stakeholders within South African Republic to reject any use of force to pursue political claims, as this can only worsen their own condition.